Well, this is pretty cool. For the first time since 1953, the Devil Comet is going to be visible in Australia for the next week. Rick Tonello is the Chief Astronomer at Gravity Discovery Centre Observatory. G'day, Rick.
G'day, how you doing?
What's the Devil Comet?
It's just a comet. So, well, you know, look, comets are interesting things. They're fickle, but they're interesting. Now, for your listeners out there, I'll just briefly describe what a comet is. It's essentially a big dusty snowball. Okay, So it's a part of the formation of the early solar system. So usually the formation of the outer planets. So it's made up of a lot of ices, a little bit of silicates or rock, and some little tiny fragments of metal. And they're just sort of blimbling out in the outer reaches of our solar system, just big frozen lumps. And every now and then something may disturb their orbit and kick one in towards the sun. And as it approaches the sun, it starts to melt. And as it melts, the solar wind pushes all that material away from the comet's structure and forms this beautiful tail. And, of course, comets have been regarded as harbingers of doom and gloom and all sorts of things way back in the past. But in today's enlightened day, we know that they're just they obey the same laws as the orbits of the planets in our solar system. And they're just really cool things to look at.
So this one, the last time it was spotted, as I said, 1953, so we only see it every 71 years, Rick.
That's correct, yes. So it's time has come around again, and here we are. We've actually got a chance in the next couple of nights to actually have a look at good old Comet 12P Pons Brooks, as it's correctly known, never mind this Devil Comet nonsense. I really despise names like that. It just sort of irks me, but it engages people's imagination. But, yeah, we'll have it for the next couple of nights, probably from the 21st, rather, to about the end of the month. We should be in a pretty good position to actually see this thing.
Okay, how do we look for it? If we're stargazers, Rick, and we want to try and get a glimpse of this comet, where do we go? What do we do?
Okay, well, I'll direct you to our Facebook page because we've got a whole bunch of maps that we've stuck up just last night so people can go out. We've put them every second night so you can have a look at the map. We'll put it on your phone and then go outside and have a bit of a look. But for those of you, best thing to do is to go to... So go outside and look out towards the west, so the same direction where the sun has set. Mm-hmm. Now, what you should see, if you start observing around, say, 6:45, so what you'll see very low on the horizon, in fact, a good place to go is the beach. So don't go right on the beach, but actually just sort of up on the road, like if you're around Trigg or Sorrento or whatever. So up on the road, look out towards the west, and what you'll see very, very low on the horizon, you'll see a bright star, and that is Jupiter. Now, what you want to do is go slightly across or slightly to the south and slightly up. You can also use another little marker. So if you're familiar with your star shapes or bright stars, you can see the Saucepan, which is the belt of Orion. Now, there's a bright star just immediately to the left of that, and that is called Rigel. So if you draw a line from Rigel straight down to the horizon, if you look anywhere along that line just above the horizon, you should see a faint, fuzzy little star. And that faint, fuzzy little star will be the comet. That'll be Comet 12P Pons Brooks. So, but if you've got a pair of binos, use them. Forget about using a telescope because it is way, way too small a field of view. But your eyes or a pair of binos will work an absolute treat.
Good advice. Good on you, Rick. More information at the Gravity Discovery Centre Observatory's Facebook page. Rick Tonello joining us this afternoon.